Look at me. I need attention. Look at me. I'm a YouTuber. Yeah, it doesn't always go well. I'll explain in a minute. It's 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, rolls on, my friends. And thanks to Radiant Credit Union for Stormwatch update. These numbers just came in a little while ago. Actually, maximum sustained winds now of 125 miles an hour, traveling east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. You're looking at a probable Wednesday night where, you know, this thing makes landfall somewhere on Florida's west coast. If you want to narrow it down, maybe 100 miles either way from the Tampa Bay area. We'll go with that for now. Remember, it's a cone of uncertainty. You like how we did that?
Yeah, I like that. Special effects.
We can't pay for real special effects.
Well, no, that would cost money and stuff.
Yeah. So. But,
not in our morning show budget.
Yeah, right. Because they have to pay so much in wages for me and the team.
The team. That would be me.
Thanks for being the team, Greg.
I'm here for you. I mean, we're here for you. Identify as we, the team.
You're going to laugh and cry at this next one.
Oh, I heard you.
You might already know what I'm talking about.
I do. As soon as you said
Jack Doherty. He totaled his $200,000 McLaren.
Yes, he did.
Totaled it.
It's awful.
You knew about that, huh?
I did.
I know you're a big, you followed the YouTube around a little bit.
And being a car guy, that one popped up. I'm like, oh, dude, what are you doing?
$200,000 McLaren supercar, texting and driving in the rain.
Yes.
Gee, what could go wrong? Oh, did I mention he was also live streaming himself?
Yeah.
Oh.
No distraction at all there.
Okay. And he made enough money to buy a McLaren based on his YouTube stuff.
He's young. He's like he's a kid.
I don't even know if he's shaving yet, that punk.
I don't know.
Makes me hate him even more.
That's just a little jealousy coming out there.
It's possible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's 20 years old.
He's got McLaren. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't anymore.
Well,
he does. It's a chunk of metal.
It's a little shorter than it used to be by a couple of feet.
Yeah. There's a crumple zone that's...
was effective.
Yes. Most of the car.
I mean, they got a little, you know... Little bruised, little hurt. I think his cameraman had a little blood, but nothing major. So, I mean, the car did its job.
He's live streaming on the on his video thing, and his cameraman's in the passenger seat, and he could be heard groaning in pain.
Yeah.
The two men can then be heard struggling to get out of the wrecked vehicle, with one frantically crying out, "Open the door! Open the door!" The footage then cuts to Doherty examining his wrecked, wildly custom-painted car. The social media star, who is now shirtless in the clip, kicks his mangled car twice. Yes, it is all painted up. Ew,
It is awful. It looks like splatters of paint. It just, I assume it's a wrap. Usually they wrap them these days. They don't actually paint them. But yeah, you're like, really? You got a good looking Lamborghini and that's what you do to it? Come on, dude.
All my money's gone, Doherty says, before listing the upgrades he shelled out big bucks for on the vehicle, including custom exhaust system and its paintball gun splatter paint job. You mean he paid for that paint job?
Yeah, it's not a Lamborghini doesn't make them ugly like that.
Oh, I thought McLaren had more to do with Mercedes.
Yeah, well, they've used some of the motors. Yeah, I've said Lamborghini. I'm not sure why. Yeah,
well, he might have one of those too. Who knows?
Maybe that'll be his next one to put an ugly paint job.
Okay, well, hey, man, it's a new world, and people are making money off of things like this. And the only fans page and
look at the Kardashians. Now, admittedly, there's some good business decisions that have happened there, but in general, look how they kind of became famous. A lot of it was not the best family friendly attention.
How do you tell kids, hey, you know, stay in school, study hard, you can make some of yourselves? Like, dude, I got a video camera, I can make something of myself right now.
Yeah,
watch,
I want to be a YouTuber.
Hold my Diet Coke.
Yeah. Social influencer.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It is a crazy world of what kind of gets attention these days. It really is, and not always good, unfortunately.
No, but hey, there's people willing to pay these subscription fees
Absolutely.
And all that. I mean, where there's a market.
Yeah.
Technology, yes, is not always your friend. Case in point, Vice President Kamala Harris appeared to have no idea what to say Why? She knows words. She knows about a salad. She can mix it all together, throw in a couple of croutons. Voila! Yep. You could be the next president of the United States. But it seems that when you're relying on a piece of equipment like a teleprompter, and it stops working near the beginning of her speech at a Michigan campaign rally,
that's funny,
with the video going viral on social media. Yep, during her Friday event in Flint, she kept repeating that it was 32 days until the election as she cackled.
Turned into her cackling
32
self.
Days. Yes. 32 days. Okay, okay. We got some business to do. We got some business to do. All right. Uh-huh. All right. 32 days, and we'll know. Clearly, she's killing time waiting for the teleprompter to come up. And look, I feel for her, because when you know you have the words written out and you're going to be, is what your speech is based upon, it's hard to think on your feet and to react enough. Your first instinct is to, holy cow, I got to kill some time so they can get this thing up and running. But after a few seconds, if it's not back up again, then you need to switch gears into, well, like, for instance.
You're being nicer than me on this one.
Oh, really?
If you've been a career politician this long, you should, and it irritated me during the Republican convention when the teleprompter died. I forget who it was that turned around and walked off stage. I'm sorry, if you're at this point in your career and you can't stand there and ad-lib the topics that are supposed to be in your heart and in your mind, then I think there's a problem. I'm not being nice on this one.
Well, all right. Well, you and I are performers, so what we take for granted may be a certain gift.
Aren't they?
Well, she never really has been. I mean, she doesn't
a
have.
But that's a whole different thing entirely.
But I mean, she doesn't have, like, you know, really strong individual thoughts. I don't think she is a kind of a visionary and a thinker type person. And I'm not trying to be disparaging.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know, she is the one that, you know, if I read this and I can regurgitate this information and hurry up and take the test and then all that floats out the window, I think that's probably how she got through, you know, law school and passed the bar.
Then you shouldn't even be at that level if that's how you have to do it and it's not really in your soul and you can't express it. I just don't.
See, Tim Walz, he would know what to do. He'd immediately break into, hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! I'm just a knucklehead! La-da-dee! La-da-dee! Whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop! Make me the VP!
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Certainly! Taking on Mondays and making them great. It's how we roll. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's approaching 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Need to take a look. Radiant Credit Union Storm Watch, Milton, 125-mile-an-hour sustained winds moving east-southeast at approximately 8 miles an hour. Landfall approximately Wednesday night. Approximately around the Tampa Bay area, we'll get numbers and they will adjust as we get closer and closer, unfortunately. But anyone near Florida's west coast and inland to a great extent, and then, well, of course, even the east coast will be obviously affected. And this is slated to kind of cut through the state versus the last one, Helene. That moved up into, you know, Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas getting hit and all that.
Well, hopefully less damage if it would just scoot across quickly.
Yeah, this one is, slower than Helene, but maybe a little faster than Ian. I think are some of the ways they're trying to measure it. The storm, as far as across, is not as big as Helene, but still could pack a punch. They're hoping it slows down a little bit before it makes landfall, and there's some drier air possibly that could be in the mix, and that would be good for humans,
yes,
and bad for the storm. We want the storm to get knocked down before it knocks us down, right? All right. Oh, and by the way, okay, make no mistake about it, You know, if you think this storm is named after Milton Berle,
yeah.
Oh, it ain't coming at you like that. And and it's not Milton Bradley either, because this ain't no game. Thank you very much. As soon as they named it Milton, it was all over it.
Yeah.
I was already thinking.
Because then you think of Milton Berle, Milton Bradley.
Milton the Toaster.
Oh.
Now, I don't really know that. I don't remember that one, but somebody posted and said, who remembers this?
Mm.
But apparently it was a cartoon. Somebody had a face on it.
Yeah, I'd also gotten an email this morning about kind of a Saturday morning, I guess, cartoon character. Kind of Frankenstein-like, but he said with a southern drawl. And I don't remember that one.
Really?
And I didn't get a chance to look it up. But
what about Milton the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful? Oh, no, that was...
Wow, that's Felix.
I know, but you could put that in anything, couldn't you?
Anything. Because it was such two syllables. Yeah, it's a fun song. Did you watch Felix the Cat when you were little?
I did.
Yeah.
I did indeed. Yes. All right. One of the things we need to, we don't need to, but this whole gender thing, everybody's equal and fluid and, you know, gender equity, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And this was posted, I guess, about a mini marathon. And the actual run itself was for gender equality. And the men, there's a men and women's division. Even though it's gender equality,
right?
There's two different divisions. The man's division is 10 kilometers. The woman's only 5 kilometers.
Whoa.
So where's the equality there?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah.
I thought the whole point was equality. So they say, what, women can only run like half as far as men? What are they trying to say there?
I'm not sure what they're trying to say. And
that's funny.
Yeah, the other thing is if they're trying for equality,
yeah,
why are you having separate races?
Exactly.
And then listen, you cross the finish line, whatever uh-huh. that's determined to be,
yes.
I guess, whatever mm-hmm. you identify it as.
Oh, my.
I identify that as the finish line.
I like
right
that.
Right in front of the pub. Lucky me. So... I mean, there's so many different levels where you go, you're not living within your own baloney beliefs here.
No.
So, yeah, you run them together and then you get a time and your time is your time. And you could say, and they could say, okay, you running in the women's division, and they have to accept it if it appears to be a biological man. But he says, oh, no. No, I want my time put in there against the women.
Well, we've seen some ads before, print ads that are about things that have to do with maybe the trans thing or gender thing. And then you look at the bottom and it's like they have men's sizes and women's sizes. You're like, wait a minute. I thought there wasn't supposed to be a difference here.
And that's part of why it's, I don't want to say a joke, but it is all a lot of silliness.
It is,
really.
Yes.
Look, treat other people the way you want to be treated. Love all, serve all, be the best you can be. I mean, all of those things come into play,
right?
And your individual rights and freedoms are protected as an individual in the United States under a constitution. It doesn't really matter what you identify as. You know what I mean? In other words, you're covered. And yeah, nobody should beat somebody up because they're different or wear different clothes or want to wear a wig or whatever.
But it's like Rush used to say, you can do what you want and you can play.
Right.
But I don't have to participate.
Right.
Just because that's your thing. We're being forced in so many ways to be expected to participate. And that's what I think most people have a problem
with. Well, there was a teacher that refused to use the pronoun thing, and I think he was fired initially and just won a lawsuit, at least deep six figures.
Wow. And should.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, the Rosen Hotel is offering the special that they offered the last time that serious storms are moving through the area.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on the coast right now and, you know, or you know people that are, the Rosen Hotels in Orlando, and they own like four different, establishments, you can get a place there as cheap as $69 a night.
Wow.
And they're pet friendly, and they're not going to charge you the additional fee for that.
That's nice.
So if you want to be inland... And Rosen, they run a nice place from what I recall.
Oh, pet friendly. I was watching some video this morning. Yesterday, apparently, was that, I guess it's the annual blessing of the animals that the Catholic Church does. And just watching the video of some of the things that people were bringing to church, there was a cow, there was a camel. You're like, wow, I guess your pet's your pet, right?
Hey, I've gone to where they bless the bikes, the motorcycles.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Well, I mean.
Well, your bike's kind of like the camel or the cow. It just kind of leaves a trail wherever it goes.
On a steel horse I ride. It is, it's 8:28. Good morning and welcome. And, what to do on a rainy day? I'll tell you something you might want to avoid. It's a movie. There's your hint. 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And watches, warnings, bells and whistles, it's going off. Milton is absolutely for real.
Yep.
I was in denial mode as of Friday. And they just kept pounding the news and pounding away. And so, yes, I have succumbed to their warnings, and we all should. 125 mile an hour sustained winds. This is a major hurricane, and it is heading in our general direction to hit the Florida west coast approximately somewhere 100 miles, let's say, either way of Tampa Bay, and they'll tighten up that a little bit as we get closer to it. But yeah, and it very well could come into have major impact in Marion County and Alachua County. So Marion County schools have already been proactive. They've closed they're closed Wednesday and Thursday. Citrus County, same thing, closed Wednesday and Thursday. Gilchrist County is closed today, and I think maybe that was pre-planned, teacher meeting, something like that. I don't know. They plan on being open tomorrow, and then we'll probably hear about Wednesdays and Thursdays as we get closer. All right, so there's a lot going on. Hopefully people are taking it seriously and getting prepared.
Yeah.
And I know I feel for you. It's this burnout. It's this fatigue. But, you know, Mother Nature doesn't care whether you're tired of it or not.
Pretty much no.
Yeah. Today's the last day for voter registration, too. So really, really get that done. If you're not already registered to vote, please. And I say please. Let's see. Jags beat the Colts 37-34. Miami beat New England 15-10. Cowboys over Pittsburgh 20-17 last night. Gators won Saturday night 24-13 over UCF. Gators, made the appearance as what I would consider an actual real legitimate football team. Let's see if they can build upon that because they take on Tennessee Saturday, and that'll be a tough game. They were ranked fourth, but they just came off a loss. All right, so you get all this stuff going on. And you've got Milton stirring it up and heading our way. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to have some special guests in the studio, Tom Brinkman and Mike Potipow, who do a lot for the Ronald McDonald House anyway. Mm-hmm. But this is a special event we can all participate in, an Oktoberfest event. It's an annual event, and they'll be talking about that coming up in, I'd say, less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. What to do on a rainy day? The weather's bad. You've got your preparations made, perhaps, for the hurricane, and that would be very smart of you. Mm-hmm. So you say, hey, haven't been to the movies in a while.
Yeah.
Check it out. What's showing? Well, there's that new Joker movie, Folie à Deux. Folie à Deux. In other words, it's...
Oh, you saw this. This is the one you saw. You were telling us about it Friday, right? Something like that?
I am saving people from the torture and pain. I feel it's my duty.
Oh, that's
funny. And I feel terrible because my friend and, my consultant for money, Charisse Rivers from Zinnia Wealth, invited me and, a bunch of clients, took over a theater. And I'm like, wow. That's nice. a free movie, and it was a sneak preview. I'm like, heck yeah, I'm there. Yeah, throw in some popcorn. And she says, oh yeah, that's thrown in. Yeah. So I'm there. I feel bad for her, though, because I don't think I was the only one who didn't really, you can look at it two ways.
Yeah.
I'll give some people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I just didn't get it.
Okay.
I mean, Betsy saw it, and she had just recently watched the first Joker one. It was just a couple weeks ago that she saw it, like on Netflix or something. And so she was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, you didn't really know the character. I said, I can play catch up pretty fast. I get the general gist of it, but no. And it's a musical. I can barely say it.
That just still blows my mind. You got Joker and Lady Gaga singing, and I don't know. It just seems weird.
Well, I mean, you've got two very talented, brilliant actors, and she's an actress and a singer. I mean,
yeah.
If she's from A Star Is Born, he played Johnny Cash. You can't lose. Yet somehow they found a way to do it.
You thought so.
In my opinion.
So how bad was it? I thought I heard it was number one, though.
It was number one at the box office because there was no competition, but they didn't turn the numbers that they thought they would, not even close. Okay?
Okay. I thought I'd heard a prediction of like 80 or something like that is what they were expecting.
Yeah, they got about half that.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, they thought that, well, they tracked it, and they say this should be a $70 million debut, and it was $40 million, so not half. But
still not pretty.
Yeah.
I only didn't achieve $30 million that I thought I would.
Yeah.
Really? That hurts.
Yeah, it just, if you really like that comic book thing...
But I don't want it to
the
be a
DC
musical.
Comics, then you might enjoy it. I didn't look. It's that dark, dank kind of, you know, setting.
Right, that's Gotham.
You're Gotham, Gotham City. You know,
but I like that part. I like the Batman movies.
Yeah,
but he didn't sing.
Well, and in some ways, you could almost look at this like making songs and singing about people who are seriously impacted by mental illness.
That's weird.
I mean,
that's just weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it. I'll just say this. I was not impressed, and...
well, there you go.
I still count it as, like, you know, a date night or whatever, so I scratched that.
So you still get brownie points for it.
Exactly.
And she enjoyed it, so...
Yeah. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
But I think when talking to a few others afterwards, and even one guy said, no, I was into comic books as a kid, and no, I didn't find that enjoyable.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll pass on that one then.
Just missed its mark, I guess you could say. But that's just me, and you have to consider your own thing. I just, So apparently... A lot of folks agree with me.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's not like you were the only one. If that's what, you know, they're saying at the national, if that's making a national headline, that's pretty bad.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Kamala is setting up her Hollywood media charm offensive, going on things like The View, Stephen Colbert, Howard Stern, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
None of those folks are going to challenge her in any way. So speaking of, you know, Joker, that's a joke. Really, on the whole process. And she wants to be taken seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who was it? Andrea Mitchell says, if you want to be taken seriously, you need to do these serious type interviews. She also added that, people who, you know, are detractors from Kamala, there's a misogynistic aspect of that.
They either go down that road and or the racist part. And neither one of those apply here.
If you are a person that's principled and of character and strong, we don't care if you're a woman or not. Case in point, two words, Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Now I rest my case, Your Honor, and thank
you. Amazing woman. Yeah.
I'll just chalk it up as a win now and move on to the next set of playoffs. All right. So, Kamala's going to do her little tour. Yeah. All right. Oh, let's see. Let's take a little poll.
Uh-oh.
People of Israel, do you like Kamala? No! is the simple way to do it. 54% would like to see Trump win the U.S. election. And then you're thinking, oh, well, she's probably in the, you know, they're in the mid-40s, right? No!
Wow.
She's only 24%.
Ooh. That hurts.
So there's a lot of people who I guess said, none of your business or I don't care who it is. I don't know.
So let's see. When Trump was in office, handled those
moving the...
Yes, I was going down the whole cords. Moving
to that town.
That big building, you know, the build, you know, the thing. Yeah.
See, you talk about Kamala and then bad karma comes your way.
Exactly.
Here's my word salad.
Exactly.
Anyway, and also the Abraham Accords.
That's what I was going to be talking about. It's like, I mean, he had a neighborhood or a community named after him, and she gets just an amazing 24% approval. So.
Yeah, well... Yeah, and I mentioned this earlier. There's like 96 hostages still being held, including some Americans. This has been a year, folks, exactly to the day. Today's October 7th.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden, yeah, he's wants to limit maybe how Netanyahu prosecutes the war. But when asked about the recent storm and how the feds are dealing with it, Biden didn't know what storm they were referring to at first. And then he said, they're all... Do you have it?
Yeah.
Here's what he said.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Oh, yeah. Very happy. Did you see the video of those happy people, Bob?
You know, out of all the video I watched, I actually didn't see one.
Huh.
One happy person I would describe as happy.
But did they have all they need? You going to tell if they had all they needed?
I wouldn't describe it that way exactly.
Right.
No, and I don't think they would either.
Okay. All right.
But we're in good hands.
That's what Brandon said. So,
there you go. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
97.3 The Sky. More to come. Happy, happy Monday. We'll make the best of it, right? We make Mondays great. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. The Bob Rose Show rolls on. Greg Cassidy is here. And, yeah, I guess the theme really is here we go again. As Hurricane Milton is heading in our direction with sustained winds of 125 miles an hour, moving east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. That'll put it probably right there on the shores, somewhere not too far from the Tampa Bay area. And that should happen approximately Wednesday night. Those are kind of your ballpark figures for now. And those numbers will get tightened up a little bit as we get closer, but better to be safe than sorry, so you want your preparations. Get those done now. We already have some school closures. Marion County, as already said, they're going to be closed Wednesday and Thursday. Citrus County, same deal. So Alachua County meeting today to see what their game plan is going to be. And we'll give you that information when it becomes available to us. He returns. The Trumpster. Saturday, Butler, Pennsylvania. I don't want to overdo this, but don't you think it takes a certain amount of courage to show up in the exact place where somebody came within a couple of millimeters of killing you?
I went back and forth on that myself. I don't know that the place had as much to do with it as the person, but psychologically, you might avoid places where bad things have happened to you before, potentially really bad things.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it would all come back to you. Hey, there's a familiarity to this. And that's the kind of things PTSD are made of.
Yeah,
I would think
absolutely.
It'd be a trigger of some sort, but not the Trumpster. Man, he's just, he's just loving life. You can tell. And he's not going to let anything stop him. And that's, precisely what he said. And J.D. Vance even said, first they tried to silence him, and then he said, when that didn't work, they tried to bankrupt him. When that didn't work, they tried to jail him. And with all the hatred they've spewed at President Trump, it was only a matter of time before somebody tried to kill him. Yeah. And this is really important, and this is why I think Trump went back to that exact place. He did that for Corey Comparatore's family, I think. And obviously, he's become somewhat of a hero amongst Trump fans, for sure. And Trump led a moment of silence for him, which culminated in a stirring performance of Ave Maria from renowned classical singer Christopher Macchio. And then Lee Greenwood came on stage with the president and sang his iconic anthem, God Bless the USA. Crowd went wild. People had tears in their eyes. That song tends to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You see this, you know, our president up there alive and well and not done fighting for us. Apparently it was a very stirring event. And
I can imagine.
And today's the last day to register to vote. So
Do it.
Get that done. It is important. And it matters. It matters more this time around than ever before.
Yeah.
In my opinion. All right. We've got that storm brewing, and it is to be taken seriously. And we'll get some more numbers in a couple of hours, and then it'll give us a little bit better idea. But again, it's really moving over some very warm water. They think it's going to strengthen even more. It's already at 125 miles an hour sustained winds. So we'll follow that. There's other factors. There's possible cool air that could move down. Dry air, but it's also going to be a little cooler.
Right.
And maybe that'll kind of shear this thing off a little bit, maybe push it a little south. Where do you push it where
somebody doesn't get hurt?
It's not like there's a safe zone, you know?
No, but it would save us a lot of wind if it would go a little farther south, and that would be nice for us for a change.
Yes, it would.
After last week.
Yeah.
Same.
All right, you've got this Mayorkas character. The Republicans tried to impeach him. This guy, bad news.
Yeah.
He's now refusing to send home the more than 500,000 foreign workers that he imported via a humanitarian parole program, and it was supposed to be limited to 2 years. So the 2 years comes and goes, and he just decides on his own.
Huh.
I'm not going to make anybody go back. And in fact, you know, giving them ideas of how to look for loopholes, exemptions, lawsuits in migration law. Yep.
These people just do not represent the average American citizen at all.
But they put Americans last.
Absolutely.
Ukraine is, at the top of the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
And migrants at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Ukraine instead of our border, migrants instead of our own. Homeless and those in need.
And we are in all of this debt and don't have it to be spending, but they just keep doing it.
Yeah, and you've got people in need after Hurricane Helene and what it did up in North Carolina. Kamala was out there. $750 for you. Here's $750 for you. Here's $8 billion for Ukraine.
Go build your house with that.
Here's a couple of dollars for you. Here's a bunch of money for illegals.
Right.
Sorry, we're a little short. Today we'll be back tomorrow. Stay hydrated.
She's a mess. They're all a mess.
Sad. And then Tim Walz was called on the carpet by Shannon Bream from Fox News.
Yeah,
and she says as Democratic governor of Minnesota, you signed into law initiatives allowing immigrants in the country illegally to apply for driver's licenses, qualify for free tuition at state universities, and enroll in the state's free health care program for low-income residents. Aren't those magnets that draw people here, sometimes on very dangerous journeys for themselves?
Wow.
And, by the way, why should the taxpayers in Minnesota or across the states pay for those programs?
Bam.
Yeah.
Right there. That's your point right there.
Well,
Nothing else.
But his thing is, he didn't have a problem with it. He goes, look, Minnesota ranks as the top five business state. We rank as the top three state for children living, and we are the top state for health care access. Yeah. Oh, and they have some of the safest roads.
Okay.
I mean, unless, a drunken illegal is coming the other way.
Yeah, that's happened more than a few
times. It's not so safe.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's basically sending you the signal that he thinks the wide open border's perfectly good.
Yep.
We've got special guests for a special cause coming up next, an event to benefit the Ronald McDonald House and how you can have a lot of fun while helping. I like that. 9 o'clock stretch on the way next.